It had all the choreography and symbolism of a typical commissioning ceremony, but with some key differences. The 34 cadets from UTSA, Wayland Baptist, and A&M San Antonio were each in their respective homes, on Zoom, flanked by pinned-up American flags. Before the official live stream began, they made some final adjustments to their uniforms and webcam setups.
Your rank is twisted.
Oh, man, we've had this conversation like, yes, sir.
One of the MCs removed a face mask before the cadre gave remarks. Keynote speaker General Laura Richardson, commander of Army North, couldn't help but notice the tech wizardry.
Well, my usual opening remarks would be to thank all of the family and friends who traveled so far to be with us today. However, instead, I will thank the IT specialists who are connecting us.
The ceremony's unusual format points to strange times ahead for the military. Lieutenant Colonel Kristen Schifrin commands the UTSA battalion. She urged senior cadets to fall back on their training and to find the necessary confidence within themselves.
The environment that you're entering in, we've all talked about this, it's unknown. You'll need to be adaptive and agile.
Resilience, connection, making use of available tools. Those were the themes that echoed throughout.
At this time, Lieutenant General Richardson will administer the oath of office. Commissionees, please stand and unmute your mics.
Raise your right hand.
These new second lieutenants will soon enter the Army, where they'll wrestle with the challenge of leading troops in a persistent COVID-19 environment. Over the last semester, they've had practice. As cadets progress through the Army ROTC program, they're given more and more responsibility for the students who come behind them. Jack Rust is a graduating senior who's branching field artillery.
So my role within the battalion, I'm the Charlie Company Commander, so I'm in charge of just about 96 MS1s and MS2, which are basically freshmen and sophomores within the program.
That's a leadership challenge in and of itself. But when university classes went remote in March, things got even tougher.
And I'll tell you, it's been incredibly difficult just to keep track, to communicate, to supervise.
ROTC cadets normally do physical training 3 or more times a week, on top of classes in military science. To make sure recruits kept pace with the program at home, Rust and other seniors had to take their leadership skills online.
So we use applications like Bridge Tracker, which is a fitness application to log workouts 3 days a week. And then we use Discord and other communication apps like GroupMe in order to make sure that everybody's still following the program that we put in place. Just virtually instead of physically.
The things the cadets have learned about remote leadership will likely still apply in the near term. Most new graduates will join their units in the late summer or early fall when coronavirus is projected to hit its second wave.
There's kind of an air of uncertainty, but we're moving towards that end goal, that mission.
Sarah Anderson is a student at Texas A&M San Antonio and the first female armor officer to come out of the Roadrunner Battalion. She spoke with me from her parents' home the day before the commissioning.
I mean, the Army is definitely a team sport, so not being able to interact with people face-to-face, it's different. But I do believe that with COVID, this is something we're going to be seeing, at least for the foreseeable future, is distancing and stuff like that. And so as leaders, learning how to communicate effectively, even though there might be a significant amount of distance between us, I think it's improved us all.
Anderson's headed to Fort Benning in September, then on to Colorado. She says she doesn't think she'll get to see the other cadets in her cohort before she leaves.
I, Lakita Singleton.
I, Alexander Torres.
I, Mariela Valenzuela.
I, Derek West.
I have been appointed an officer in the Army of the United States.
The Army's a small world, Anderson says. She's hopeful she'll be able to serve with some of these people again. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.